Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, and we are going to put not just a spotlight on the Southwest tonight, but we're going to put a spotlight on the globe. And I always get excited about that with partnerships that are really making a difference. The name of our show tonight is The Growing E-Waste Epidemic, and anyone who is living consciously on the planet knows e-waste is kind of an epidemic. So how do you safely and properly dispose of electronic waste, including computers, in an ongoing challenge for businesses and individuals? Where do I get rid of my computer? What's the right thing to do? And I just want to add my comment, throwing it in the garbage, not the right thing to do. E-waste is a global issue, the volume of it, the dangers to the environment, if not disposed of properly, and risk it can pose to countries in ways we might never even thought of, but hopefully after this show, you will think about it. So please join me in welcoming two people who represent a partnership for a solution to this global issue. Join me in welcoming Deb Sanders, Global Take Back Director. Deb, I love that title. I want to be the Global Take Back Director.
And we'll take you, Mrs. Green. You
can I join love it. Team. It's no like, problem. Wow. And Judith Simmons, the Director of Marketing, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, a great partner of the Mrs. Green's World Move It. So welcome, Deb and Judith.
Thank you for having us.
We're excited. It's really great. And we can do this. This is, you know, we can do whatever we want because it's my show and it's free and independent. But I think the best place to start is with you, Deb, and asking, what is the Global Take Back program that Dell is sponsoring, the leader for?
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. Green, for allowing us to talk about a subject that I likewise am very passionate about. Dell is just awesome. We have an incredible take-back program, as you mentioned. It's global by nature. It's the largest in the world, which is a fun thing to say. We actually cover 78 countries and territories, and it's all around providing convenience and free recycling capabilities to our consumers out there.
I mean, that's huge. 78 countries. You talk about global impact. And, I mean, if you're Mrs. Green, you kind of live on watching these shows about what happens when it's not disposed of properly, which then inspires you to get the word about how to do it. So why did lots of companies that are producing massive waste don't take this step? Why does Dell think it's an important priority as part of your corporate social responsibility?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you mentioned, we're a global electronics producer. So at the core of us, at our hearts, from a corporate social responsibility, we absolutely want to do our part in proper recycling of used electronics because we share this community that is Earth. So we absolutely want to be a steward to our planet. We kicked off this program called Legacy of Good. It's a three-pronged program, and one of the key pieces is not just our communities and our people, but how do we positively impact our environment? Year-to-date, I'm pretty excited to tell you that cumulatively, Dell has collected 1.4 billion pounds of e-waste.
Let's press pause here, everybody. She said 1.4 billion. I'm writing it down. 1.4 billion pounds.
It's a lot of stuff. What's really cool about that is all of that is recycled in an environmentally friendly way, and it's landfill avoidance. So as you mentioned, don't want to put this in your garbage. If you want to recycle it in an environmentally friendly way, you want to leverage what Dell's got available to you.
And, you know, I really do my homework, and I better if I'm, taking someone's time to share a really important idea or a project like this. And in your, somewhere in what I read, and it all becomes a volume of things I read, you use a term called circular economy. What is that philosophy, and how is it integrated into Dell's business practices?
Right. So if you think of just drawing a straight line, linear, we would consume a natural resource, and at the end it gets disposed of. When you look at a circular economy, what we're doing, Mrs. Green, is we recollect the plastics and the used electronics and then put that back into our new system. So just think of a loop. It doesn't go into landfill. Now that recycled material becomes a new computer. That's primarily the concept of a circular economy. That's a great way to kind of protect very sparse at times resources and smart for the environment.
And two other questions come to mind. So there are many components to the things. You know, let's talk about what you take back. Are we talking mostly computers? Is that the most significant part of the take back program?
So it's any used electronics. Let me step back and tell you a little bit about our Reconnect program. And that's
yes.
where the tie-in goes with Goodwill. That relationship started about 11 years ago. We were looking at how we want to provide really convenient ways for individuals to properly recycle their used electronics. We looked at behavior patterns, and we really learned, A, that we had to educate people, and B, that we needed to make it convenient, right?
Yes.
The more convenient
yes.
factor in the screen, right, it's going to happen. Goodwill is a natural fit for Dell to work with because through almost, I think it's over 2,000 Goodwill locations, we have about 65% coverage across the
wow.
U.S. alone mm-hmm. to provide neighborhood convenience to drop off your used electronics. Now, you made a great point there. Dell will take any brand back. We absolutely are that committed to steward on behalf of the environment. We want all those plastics. We want to be able to return those properly, pristinely on behalf of our planet that we share. And put that back into our very carefully audited and managed recycling. And as I mentioned, it ends up in a new computer. We were the first to do that, by the way, just a hint.
I love that. And I mean, it's just talk about spreading the good green word, circular economy. You might be seeing me hashtagging that on my Twitter. I'll tell my social media person, hashtag circular economy. And maybe we can get it to trend on Twitter.
That would be wonderful. We also have hashtag Legacy for Good, and our organization is constantly tweeting about some of the positive impacts we have on the environment, aspects around the circular economy, some great wins, whether it's legislative or through local collection and events. So a lot of great information there, Mrs. Green, as well. But I'm a new follower of yours, by the way.
Thank you. Here's my birthday wish. We're not having a show to talk about my birthday, okay? I understand that. But it's I'm going to be 65 on December 5th. So 12/5/50, 12/5/15, and I want to get to 5,000 followers on Facebook. It's all about the five. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, there's a shameless self-promotion. But it's because of guests like you and Judy that I want it to go out to the world just what you're doing. So go back to you'll take anything. And a lot of times we have in our neighborhood an active, really supportive neighborhood association. They're not the kind that are nagging you all the time. So we have a community dumpster come twice a year so people can get rid of things. And people actually throw their, like their, what do you call, I have a laptop, so those big ones with the screen on it. I don't even know what you call it anymore.
A desktop.
That's it, man. I am so modern. So they take their desktop and they throw it in the garbage. And like, it's so appalling to us. So we will be filming some dumpster diving on YouTube. But when people bring their computers to you, the biggest fear people have is, what are they going to do with my data? How do I get it off? So how do you address that, which I'm sure you do?
Yeah, so there's a couple of programs available externally that you guys can get as consumers free to wipe your data. But we do take some safeguards behind the scenes at the Goodwill level. Look, we all have to be careful about data.
Yeah.
It's kind of a personal responsibility, right, as well as the recycling component. But we want you to bring those things to Goodwill. We're going to refurbish. We're going to repurpose. We're going to wipe that. We're going to take care of all of those concerns and even create some green jobs. And then whatever's left over is what I will take back and responsibly recycle and then put into a new computer.
And it to me, it's like, and Judy, what we did is Judy and I talked a little bit before we got on air, and you know, getting through you laying the groundwork and then asking about the partnership with Goodwill, but anybody can jump in at any time because you're sitting there. Basically.
Yeah, and let me jump in about what we do on the local level to secure personal information. And so we always insist when a donor does choose to donate their old computer equipment to remove as much personal information that they can prior to donation, but that may not always be the case. So our donors can still feel really secure about donating their computers to us because it's our best practice to remove the hard drives from the computers, secure them separately at our location, and then we work with a Dell subcontractor to wipe the hard drives clean. And so, you know, not all Goodwills might have that that option, but we here in Southern Arizona do. And, you know, the service is provided to our donors for free.
And, you know, you talk about this whole thing, Deb, about being easy, convenient, accessible, all that. That's all I want as a consumer. And I hope I live a little bit more consciously than the general population, because to know better is to do better. Some things I wish I didn't know. But I don't want to have to do anything like that. I want to take it to someone like Goodwill and say, here, is it safe? And trust that relationship. I don't want to look for some darn program to wipe my computer clean. And I'm not atypical. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's lots of people like me that say, I trust you. Can you do this for me? So that's built in if we want to be that kind of consumer.
I think that matters. Can absolutely trust Goodwill to take care of their computers.
I think it matters. So, Deb, I'm interested always in the business side of it. And I talk about triple bottom line a lot. You know, people, profit, planet, or however you want to sequence those words. When you talk about corporations, what do you want to go for in an ideal client? And I think about Goodwill, and it's so top of mind because of what their mission is and how they make a difference. So did you have to go to Goodwill? Because I know there's a national organization, but all of them are really separate entities. So is it something you work at the corporate level and then have to touch the local presence? Or how does that work as a business model? Does that make sense?
So, yeah, I think so. You steer me if I'm not answering the right question. I think what you're asking is you're remarking to the fact that each of the Goodwills are individual entities,
right,
or a smaller collection. What we work really hard to do, and I have some incredible talent on the team that actually manages our Goodwill relationship. I've got a wonderful young woman, Kelly McCarthy, who's involved in this program. And what she does is she provides that personal touch point with each of the Dell locations. Mrs. Green, it really is to make sure that what our consumers are experiencing through that Goodwill and through ultimately in the back end with us recycling, it is consistent. It's something we can stand behind from a, you know, put my hand across my heart. This is done well. This is done in an environmentally friendly manner. So we really have to work, but we love our Goodwills. I can't tell you enough about the incredible stories that we have about those relationships.
And I love hearing all of them because like, they're very good partners for Mrs. Green. And, you know, we're going to do an event next week, and I'm going to be the MC for this fashion show, and I'm going to be wearing this absolutely gorgeous dress I got at Goodwill before this partnership was born. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And it was $8.95. And I'm like, people say, oh my God, where did you get your dress? Especially some of my, you know, a little bit cheesy friends. And I'll say Goodwill. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, there's treasures to be found in them there hills at Goodwill. It's just,
absolutely.
I mean, it's
absolutely
really true. So you talk about a great organization, and I have, this is not in the questions that I thought I was going to ask, and I never put anybody in the spot, but it seems to me there's really a lot of intelligence, or, you know, good business decision making going on something that I call economy of scale. So you want to have organizations that have multiple sites that may be global. Is there a size of an organization, or are you working both with the big guys and the big dogs and the little fishes too? What's your corporate philosophy? Because I think either one is great, so it's not a slanted question. Do you want to go for big dogs and make a bigger impact, or small businesses?
I want Yeah, I want the best possible solution for our customers.
Okay.
And for our clients, and however we can drive education, however we can drive convenience, however I can drive to meet. By the way, I don't know that I mentioned, but I have a 2 billion pound goal that I'm working towards.
Oh my gosh.
I'm hoping you guys can help us out with that, make a big impact there. I want to see that dial move to the right.
I do too. No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you know, I think the reason why a lot of people don't consider recycling their electronics is because they never realize that there was a resource out there for them, and luckily Goodwill is that resource. And you know, we work on a fiscal year, and I wanted to get some numbers from our guys, and just from July and August alone, we're definitely helping move that pin forward, because we were able to recycle about 30 tons already. And that's like 1.5
city buses. I want the
bells
to go off. No, that's really good.
Exactly.
When you think of how small a computer is, that's mm-hmm. stacking them up. Okay, mm-hmm. yes, Deb.
Well, and the shrinking form factor definitely makes this challenge. But I was going to come back just to Legacy of Good. Remember I told you that it was really around how we can do good in our communities with our people and the environment. Just step back and think about a Dell Goodwill partnership. Those donations create jobs in your community. They offer affordable used computer or electronics that might not, some folks might not be able to afford a new one. So mm-hmm. think about the shrinking, that digital divide is what we call that. That's greater access, that's compelling positive input into your community, both from an access as well as infrastructure and jobs. And then you're doing the right thing for the environment. So it hits on so many levels. That's why we're so positive. And I'll tell you one other thing, Mrs. Green. I don't think you were going to ask me this, but I'll offer it. What I also love about Dell is this is not just a side thing. This is so integrated into our entire philosophy, our DNA. If you look at how we design our computers, they are literally so that you can easily refurbish, repair, or recycle. I personally attended an event about a year and a half ago here at our local Austin Goodwill, and it was very touching. I've always heard that we design for recycle, but we had one of our attendees participate in this whole demanufacturing. So, Mrs. Green, if you ever need to just let old steam out, we'll get you involved in a demanufacturing. You're just ripping stuff apart. We had a gentleman who had
I love it.
You guys got a visual on that, right?
I did. We did. It's like, okay, we have to press pause here for laughter.
No, sorry about that. But we had a gentleman that participated that had lost his sight at a very young age. And his wife came over and said, can you help us? And I said, well, let's just test this out. Let's get him a Dell. 4 screws were removed out of the desktop, and he had that thing destroyed. He had it pulled apart.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's isn't that compelling? It's awesome that we're able to really kind of walk the talk in this arena. So just a little great good news story from my Goodwill experience.
It is a good news story. And when you can both speak to this, it's when you say, I don't want to gloss over the part about how does this create jobs. I'm the one that's out there saying a green economy is a healthy economy because it's the color of money. People, profit, planet, it's all of them. So put your business hat on. And, you know, I presented to a business club the other day and I said, being a planet preserver is all about being a selfish business person. Because if you destroy the supply chain, what are you going to be selling? Or what are you going to be offering your clientele? And if you can't get paper and on and on. And it went over very well. It's like, it's not a tree-hugging issue. It's a global responsibility.
Mm-hmm. It's smart business, right?
It's smart business.
We want all of this collected pristinely. We have this incredible relationship with Goodwill. Plays up on the convenience factor. We will take anything and everything back, as Judith knows. Judith, do you want to speak to the green jobs and the generation of community kind of benefits?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I can. So, you know, obviously, Goodwill, the lifeblood, our donations. And so when we get electronics or computer equipment, that does turn into, you know, revenue for us. And then we're able to support and operate programs and services. Here in Southern Arizona, we've got 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and we support over 500 full-time jobs in the area. And, you know, the mission is to create jobs and careers and have people reach out and touch their own careers and educational goals. And when people are able to do that, it really just strengthens, you know, families and communities. And with partnerships with Dell and other, you know, recycling partners, it really does turn back around and, you know, give other people revenue streams, as well as giving electronics like that second and third life and diverting it from the landfill. So, yeah, we're so excited about this partnership.
And 500 jobs in Southern Arizona is a big number. I mean, we're not Austin. We're not Phoenix. That's a big employer in our area. I mean, it really is. So it's important to mention that. So tell me again how long the Legacy of Good has been in operation. I love that. Whoever came up with that, man, hashtag Legacy for Good is really so positive. It speaks volumes about what the program is.
Well, thanks. It was actually crafted in 2013.
Okay.
I think it got inked about a year and a half, 18 months later. I'll tell you, it was just 21 ambitious goals.
Wow.
Lose your mind. How are we going to do it? We're going to figure it out. Literally, sorry.
I know. If I don't go crazy, I want to be a part of this. Yes. I get it.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of scale. The good that we want to do within our communities, the good that we want to do as a steward of our environment, as well as our team members and investments. We really encourage our team members to kind of put their time where their mouth is, right, and do a lot of volunteering events. So there's absolutely, I guess, some synergy here between all of these goals from a positive perspective.
And you cannot even know how happy that makes me. It always strikes me as very odd when I go into an organization that is committed to their mission, and let's just say it is recycling. And so it's not just picking, it's nothing about goodwill at all. And you go into their corporate offices, and the first thing you see are crates of water bottles. And I'm sorry I have to bring that up, but there's such a disconnect for me of authentically being committed to this circular economy. And does Dell invest in the time of having consciously living employees as well? So it's not just something they do with a partner, but actually do in their lives. Does that make sense? We've got to somehow make it seamless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that, look, we've made a huge commitment from a Legacy of Good. Mrs. Green, I would tell you that our employees, I can't possibly speak on behalf of each of them, but I
and
know.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like they're excited like you are. That's what I meant to say.
I think they're really excited. Even within our ERGs, we have a Planet ERG, and they're just incredibly committed team members to go do things locally, small scale, large scale, recycling events, tons of effort. It's not imposed. I'm going to be honest with you, but it's absolutely.
It can't be.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It can't be. It's a culture that you create. You can't mandate, you know, conscious living. I'm sorry. But, you know, one of my clients, I'm doing a lot of work with, and they're a huge car dealership here. They have 7 major car dealerships from Honda to Mercedes and Porsche. And shifting that corporate culture, and that, you know, they approach me about being greener from the inside out. And I'm telling you, kiddo, it's a process. It is really a process to change behaviors. It's a corporate culture shift. And the first thing I said to the general manager is, we can't mandate it. If you say mandatory to me, I am running so fast the other way from the time I was 3. You can't make me. So it's like, no, ask my permission or say you want to do a partnership. So Judith, I want to go back to you because I think it's really important. I don't know of any organization, and there may be others, that you have a life cycle for a donation. And I think it's important that any time you're on a show with Mrs. Green that you talk about it, because there's stations all over the city. Mm-hmm. They're manned, so you're not just dumping something that's going to end up ravaged or stolen or whatever. So there's a person that's staffing it. What is the life cycle of a donation when it goes to Goodwill?
Well, so like I had mentioned before, the resale of the donations goes really to support the mission. And so when we receive donations, and it could be, you know, electronic like DVD players, appliances, that kind of stuff, including clothing and housewares, we give shoppers every opportunity to purchase these items, and obviously at an affordable price. And when we put merchandise out every day, but the inventory will stay on the sales floor for several weeks until we mark them down 50%. And then if an item doesn't sell when they're discounted, they're sent to our outlets and people can buy this stuff by the pound, clothing, glassware, and some electronics. Again, computer equipment is sent directly to Dell. If they're not sold in our outlets, we have an auction, and then we go to the salvage market, and we work with our electronics recycling partners. You know, Dell takes the computer equipment. We've got another nonprofit where we give, you know, 40 to 60 box TV sets right. every week.
Wow.
So that and that'll create their own revenue stream because that gets recycled into automobile parts.
Wow.
And yeah. And we go through a number of steps to maximize the value of the donation, as well as being able to responsibly handle some of the electronics and stuff that are no longer able to be sold. And so again, you know, Dell and being environmentally conscious about how we operate, it's really very important to us. And so, you know,
it's a smooth operation. And I mean that in the most positive of ways. Like, I went down there once for a tour and watched how they did the book recycling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a finely tuned machine, because you don't want to put a book out, and this is for, there's so many copies of, and they have that little scanning program. It's not little, I'm sure. So many other components that are really intentional, and an online presence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, mm-hmm. you know, you find the Holy Grail in a donation box,
right.
you can put it online. I think that's important. And Deb, I want to go back to you about how might someone, a company, get involved and take advantage of the Global Take Back program. What's the process for that if we just hit pay dirt and people are listening and say, well, I work for X company and I'm going to take it to them to pitch?
Yeah, great question. The Take Back program has two components to it, Mrs. Green. One is around the consumer-free, convenient recycling, and we want to be in every neighborhood. And,
okay.
And hence the incredible Reconnect program. For our businesses, I also run the Asset Resale and Recycling, which is a service portfolio within Dell. And what we're able to do is go on site, properly destruct any of the data related to the customer, which is proper. You know, you want to protect your brand and
right.
your customer. Take care of that, and then we either resell or recycle their computers, and oftentimes we can get them value back, which is always good news. It helps them to get new IT programs in place. So we've got a lot of solutions there. I'm happy to help with that with any of the companies. Not a shameless plug, just more for
No, it's a shameless plug because it's a great program. It's like, come on, do your shameless plug. What was that, 1.4 billion pounds out of landfills? That
We're working is, towards 2 billion.
Working towards 2. Now we've got a goal.
Absolutely. That's up to you, Mrs. Green, to help us to get across that line.
Yeah, no pressure.
No, they can reach out to me. So my Twitter handle is deb.f@dell. So anyone can reach out if they have any questions. I'll make sure I handle that. They can reach me through Dell, Deborah_Sanders@dell.com. And I can get them connected with someone within the ARR team to call them back very quickly.
How awesome. How awesome.
We're here to provide solutions. Right?
And you are. And it makes me excited. And everybody knows that if you want to get in touch with anybody at Goodwill, you can just do Gina and Mrs. Green's World, and I'll connect the dots for you, because we have a lot of fun in our partnership. Did I mention that? So Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, take them to a store, take them to a drop-off point. There are locations all over Pima County.
Yes, we've
and
got
Sierra Vista and
in Casa Grande
and
Sahuarita.
Yeah. Yep. Southern Arizona, Gina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got 40. We've got over 40 donation locations here in Southern Arizona. So if you want to, you know, if you got your computer stashed away in a closet,
yeah, get it out and take it. Okay.
Come to us.
Everybody, November 21st, Dr. Sylvia Earle, the Jane Goodall of the oceans, referred to by the New York Times and the New Yorker as her deepness. You will not want to miss this show. Deb Sanders, Judith Simmons, thanks for what you're doing for Mother Earth. Everybody, make it a great green week. Thank you, everybody.